Welcome to The Watchman. Get ready for awakening teachings on the end times, Bible prophecy, and on the times and seasons in which we live. The King is coming.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the first broadcast of the year 2024 of The Watchman radio show. And we are going to be giving you some of the things we project will be happening. Some of them are projections. A majority of them actually are projections, but there will be some which are also prophecies. So there's a big difference between projections and prophecies. Projections are things that we consider might happen, but that is really just, you know, by looking at the signs and, studying the signs and seeing what is going to happen. That doesn't necessarily mean they are going to happen. Prophecies, on the other hand, of course, are given by God, which means they are definitely going to happen.
Yes.
But we'll start with a few other projections. First of all, as this year starts, when the war in Israel still goes on,
yes,
and it was said that the IDF minister in Israel said that they are now fighting on seven different fronts.
Yes.
That's interesting because it's difficult for any army to fight on multiple fronts.
Yes.
Even if they're just two or three. Now, seven is a different thing because the Houthis have been firing missiles, but somehow they were protected by the American anti-missile technology coming from that side of Yemen. But then there is Hezbollah now, which has stepped up very seriously. There are people who are within the West Bank who have been also trying to raise some stuff.
Yes.
Then there are wars in Syria involving Israel. There's war in Iraq involving Israel, as well as the one we know, of course, in Gaza. So there are multiple fronts of this war going on.
Yes.
And every single day, it looks more and more likely that there might be a direct combat with Iran.
Yes.
Now, the reason everybody who wants to fight now is because this is the final year of Biden's presidency.
Yes.
And he's the weakest leader I think that country has ever had. So everybody has this feeling that they can do anything they want and get away with it, which of course they couldn't do under Trump. There would not be an Israel war under Trump. He showed Iran what he's capable of doing.
Yes.
And somehow they tremble. Now, the fact that even there is a possibility that he might even be the next president.
Yes.
And even people are beginning to prepare themselves for that possibility. So a number of things are going to happen very fast, which people have been waiting for a weak America to accomplish.
Yes.
Okay. And now one of them has actually been the one of October 7th, the one of Hamas attacking Israel. And what they didn't count on, they expected that when Israel comes with a retaliation, to destroy Hamas, America would stand in its way, and the world pressures and all the news as it has been. But Israel is undeterred by the news, undeterred by public opinion.
Yes.
They are determined to destroy Hamas members wherever they are in the world.
Yes.
Now that has been explicitly stated. And we know that they have the capability of doing that.
Yes.
But now there's two ways. Hamas could either surrender, which they can't, and their leaders said as much, or they could carry on to the bitter end. And it is going to be a bitter end. However, I still request all Christians to pray for Israel because what happens there always reflects itself in the church.
Yes.
So as the Bible says in Psalms 122, verse 6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Yes.
Okay? And that is the real target of all the enemy forces.
Yes.
They're not targeting Israel, they're targeting Jerusalem.
Yes.
And this is a spiritual war. Just know that it's a spiritual war. And do not go to fool yourself and think that this is just any other war. It isn't.
Yes.
So now, Evangelist Akena here was telling me some of the things which he was seeing from the perspective of the dark world in The Economist magazine. And The Economist magazine throughout the years has been a projection of what the New World Order and the World Economic Forum and all those dark forces, servants of the devils, have been planning for the world.
Yes.
Okay? And it has, for some time, if you can go through the cryptic nature of their predictions, you understand what it is that they have in plan for the world.
Yes.
Now, of course, their say is nothing, but the point is God, what God says is what's going to be important.
Yes.
And but then we still study them for purposes of knowing where the dark world is ending. And actually, because this program is not only listened to by believers, we also have to warn other people that this is what these forces are planning for you.
Yes.
Okay? And I remember in the beginning of 2020, there was that virus thing, the COVID thing.
Yes.
And so we thought this virus, we didn't understand, like, you know, the full extent of it. But now, of course, we've learned how to decode their things much better. And what are some of the main things that they are planning for the world ahead from the dark world?
In a summary of it, I will just highlight, because at the center of their design of what they expect of the year 2024, the heading is actually the world ahead 2024.
According to them.
According to them. Mm-hmm. Now, at the center of it, there is a ballot box with some ballots inside.
Yes.
Which, of course, is signifying of the many elections which we have this year.
Actually, 70, I think.
70.
70, 70 elections in different countries this year.
This very year. Mm. And the key one, the ones which they really want to influence, like there are two, which is the first one in America, second, the one in Russia. Mm. Because also they want to plan and manipulate something about that.
The Russian election.
Yes.
And it's actually shown here.
Yes.
Okay, let's first deal with what these people are saying. Because at the top of their prediction, if you go and see the World Ahead 20, The Economist, you can Google it, even as you listen to us, the picture is right there. That's the latest Economist magazine, The Economist. Mm. Now, The Economist magazine is owned by the Rothschilds.
Yes.
The Rothschilds are at the very pinnacle of the cabinet of the God of this world. They are at the very, very top.
Yes.
So this magazine actually shows, actually this is more or less like what the devil would want the world to look like from their point of view. Anyhow, they are showing still the war between Russia and Ukraine.
Yes.
Showing a picture of Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, and Putin. Mm. And then they are showing like it's a timing instrument. You know that thing which you turn around and the sand starts falling from up to down, and it's probably 15 minutes when the sand is finished.
They
usually use it in saunas.
Yes.
They're showing something similar to that.
Yes.
That it is a timing. But then what I find interesting is on the side of Putin, they are putting a picture of Donald Trump with a question mark, which means that they are saying, will Trump actually win the presidency?
Yes.
Now, it looks like so many people are beginning to prepare for the possibility of a Trump presidency, because The Economist also writes here in one of their articles that Europe steps up, Trump-proofing Ukraine.
Yes.
So they are trying to say, what would Ukraine be like if Trump wins the presidency?
Yes.
So they are trying to make sure that even if Trump becomes president, not much changes in Ukraine. So that's what they mean, Trump-proofing Ukraine. So which means actually there is a possibility that he might, in their mind, that he might be the president. It is, of course, there, but this is an admission from their side.
Yes.
And then it shows on that side that if Trump wins, there will be peace between Russia and Ukraine.
Yes.
Because they show a white, almost a dove carrying a stalk of peace.
Yes.
So that shows that if Trump wins, then there will be peace.
Yes.
But then on the other hand, now they are showing between Trump and somebody else in the presidency in America, they are showing a lady.
Yes.
And that lady, I don't think is Kamala Harris.
I don't think
so. It's definitely not Biden.
Yes.
Because it's a lady. Mm. And first of all, before I tell you that they are showing here that if the Democratic side win, on the Republican side, they have put Trump with a question mark.
Yes.
Now they are saying if the Democratic side, the party wins, there are rockets.
Yes.
Coming from Ukraine, so that means they will ramp up the Ukraine war if they are the ones who win. The biggest election as far as they are concerned is America.
Yes.
But then the lady they are showing actually looks so much like Michelle Obama.
Yes.
And there has been talk that Michelle Obama is going to parachute in and be the Democratic nominee.
I have heard that as well.
Yeah, and I've even heard it from Senator Ted Cruz. Yes. And now those are people who would know.
Yeah.
Of course, Biden is too old to go ahead. Now he's almost completely demented.
Yes.
He can hardly, they can pump him with drugs just to give a 15-minute speech, and they have to carry him away before he starts losing it and making a fool of himself. So his dementia has grown.
Yes.
So the Democrats have to find somebody else. There has been talk of the California governor, Gavin Newsom, and I think he has also kind of been preparing himself. But now these people are showing a lady.
A lady, yes.
So I'm thinking that has got to be Michelle Obama, because that talk has been ongoing.
Yes.
And now so many people in the Republican conservative groups actually think it's going to be her.
Yes.
So they've already even started attacking her and so on. Mm. There's been a lot of talk about her being a transgender and so on.
Mm.
And there's been a lot of talk which cannot be dismissed about her being a transgender. That has been ongoing. Of course, I can't say she is, but it's been there. So now that should be the one. And if she is, then Zelensky is going to be sending more missiles in the direction of Russia.
Russia, yes.
Now that's the time clock.
Yes.
So what do you think about this American election?
Of course, now we know that they want to target their focus there. And there's something which I think we'll talk about it later of the control of ballots, which they want to do. And it involves the cyber attack. But for this, they want to actually make sure that everything is at their grip, where they can control it easily. And that's why I think they're bringing out this lady, and they want her to actually come and present what they want. You remember, even Obama, when he was to come in, he had to first call him to the Bilderberg meeting. And when he accepted to, of course he was there.
No, he had been propped up for that thing all along.
So now when he did that, he had to just come and fulfill what they wanted.
Yes.
And now I think this is exactly what they want for this lady, which they are presenting here in this magazine.
The thing is, of course, they have tried so much in America to make sure that Trump doesn't win by making sure he does not get on the ballot.
Yes.
Because they know if he gets on the ballot, even if they cheat like they did in 2020, it might not be enough.
Yes.
Because in 2020, some people were still, you know, I don't like his tweets, and thought they've kind of felt that the way most Americans feel, that it's the same thing, whether it's this or the other way.
Yes.
But now that they have seen how they have crushed the dollar, how their pockets have been affected, how, you know, all the systems of their country are being targeted against conservatives, how even Catholics are being targeted as just for being Catholic, as terrorists, and so many other things. Now they have a clue of what these people want. You know, previously they could lie people, you know, we are good people, and all that, the way Obama did, and kind of hiding all the evil behind. I know there are Ugandans who don't like that because he's black, but if you are that such a kind of person, and you're a Christian, you're a fool, because God did not call you to be a black, he called you to be a Christian, and there are two kingdoms, there is no kingdom of blacks, there is a kingdom of God and a kingdom of darkness, and clearly Obama belongs to the kingdom of darkness, clearly there is no doubt about it, so if that offends you, switch off right now. Because everything that is coming is going to offend you as well. But now, that time they could lie people and cajole people and so on. But when COVID came and the whole world saw the plan these people have for us, and they even state that in 2030 you'll own nothing and be happy, and you really see now what they have been planning all along, so many people have turned and said, now this is no longer about who has mean tweets and so on. So even now the black population in America, so many of them are turning towards Trump. There's been a whole movement.
Actually, I've been thinking about why they have put the picture of Trump in question. And it's also, I believe, connected to what we have been seeing about the scandals which they are trying to push against him and some states removing him from the ballots, saying, like Colorado, it says that we are not going to allow him.
That was the Supreme Court.
Yes, Supreme Court of Colorado. So it's actually also connected to that which they are trying to bring. Because the moment he appears on the ballot, that would really determine. And actually, when people saw all this, which has been happening, how I think two states now, as their Supreme Courts have come up.
Maine is the other one.
Yes. And now, people are now seeing that and saying, democracy is no longer now in our country. And that's it's going to force them up actually to step up and stand for their country.
And actually, Trump has been saying that 2024 might be the last meaningful election. Because they are not planning to have people have their say in previous elections. No, that's not been planned. By the way, they are racing towards a socialist, communist dictatorship. And I'm talking about America. So now, the reason, the plan for the Democrats, and by extension, the New World Order, to take over America, because they need the resources of America to go ahead and do their things. America has been the biggest supplier of resources for the New World Order to carry on their things. Now, when Trump was president, he cut it off. And so they did not have the benefit of all those resources. But they're trying to get them back. And their plan to get back the presidency, the reason Michelle Obama looks like a very likely, I'm not saying she's going to be, but she's been projected here in the Economist magazine. The reason Michelle Obama is going to be a very likely nominee is, number one, she can get them black votes and women votes. The only trouble is there are so many people now who believe she's not a woman, that she's a transgender. So many people. And so many things which are coming out, which were interesting. For instance, there was a chef in the Obama household who was killed and drowned in the sea. He was clearly murdered. Now, the question is, by who? And it turns out that all the cameras at the time were not working and were disabled. You know those things which they do when people in high places want to commit their crimes. And the rumor, which has been even given credence by some of the top conservative commentators, including people like Tucker Carlson, is that Obama was having a homosexual relationship with that man, and apparently Michelle was angry about it. And that's the talk. I'm not saying it's true. I'm not saying it's true, but that has been the talk. And that she might even have been the one responsible out of, you know, jealousy and so on, wherever. So now all this is she gets them black votes. Then she gets them women vote. Then they use the people who have been crossing the border illegally. And then that's their answer on how to overcome Trump's overwhelming popularity. That's their plan. Whether it works, of course, it will depend on the and I want people to understand that all these things depend on the church in the country. There are so many things which we've seen here, which I'm not going to say, but which God expects us to pray about in the country. Because they are not supposed to happen. And we do not want them to happen. So we are showing them not just to put them out there, but to pray about them. And now when you put them out there, then you can cause hullabaloo and all that. But for the most part, we are going to be praying about some of these things that the Lord has shown us. And I say us, I mean us as a ministry. So many people, different people in the ministry have been seeing these things. And so that's why I say us and not me. So anyhow, that's the top of the Economist magazine. Some of the other things they are projecting to happen. Before we go there, there is the issue of a cyber attack, which they have been talking about, and I've heard it from the mouth of so many World Economic Forum people.
And that is actually, because you see, from I think 2021, the World Economic Forum meetings, there have been so much talking about cyber attack, because what they wanted first was to first bring everyone into
The digital system,
which was one of the things we were talking about, digitization. And I remember last year, one of their presenters came, and she was from India. She was talking about how they have tried to bring out everyone in India to have at least something digital, which connects them.
To their money.
To their money, to their accounts, to their services they receive, and all that. Now, because... And that's actually going to be one of the key. We have also talked about it here so much about how everything is going into technology and into the digital world. Now, that's what they wanted. So from 2021, the World Economic Forum, they have been bringing out this, imagine there's going to be a cyber attack. And that's how they start.
And then also from 2017, they were talking about a virus that spreads across the world. So they are not prophesying. They are just telling you what they
alerting,
have in mind. And it's called predictive programming. When somebody wants to do something, they first give you a sense of it so that your mind is kind of prepared for it when finally it comes. I remember that Fauci saying in 2017 that before Trump's presidency is over, there is going to be an attack of a major virus. And I don't know, of course, it's because he was involved in the manufacturing of it in Wuhan. But that's what I'm trying to show you, that this is what they do all the time. They first give you something predictive. By 2017, they were doing even simulations of what would happen if this virus comes. And then they were even saying, locking people down, lockdown, doing this, digital tracing, all the things that you had, or like only letting essential workers out, and everything that you saw in COVID, they had talked about from 2017 until 2020 when it finally happened. Now we are telling you from 2021, they have been talking about a cyber attack, which wipes away all information. Now, what that could mean, number one, is the information they are mostly interested in wiping away is financial information. Now, of course, after you have all your accounts in the bank and it's all managed by digital and so on, and you put money in the bank, you go and let's say deposit money in the bank, and it's almost that's the last actual money that you see. Because after that, you're using debit cards, credit cards, especially in their system. And And they are trying to even introduce it here a bit.
Yes.
That's why you see they try to discourage cash,
yes,
where you go to the bank and they tell you what's the purpose of funds. Mm. And it's your money. And they're telling you what are you going to use your money for.
Mm.
You see, that's like boarding school,
yes,
where you go and keep pocket money with the teacher.
Yes.
And then when you go for your pocket money, he says, why do you need it? Because it's mine.
Yes.
That should be the answer. But you see, now you go to banks. Mm. When you deposit, they say source of funds.
Mm.
When you come to withdraw, they say purpose of funds. And I find that very, very... you know, dehumanizing almost. So, but the thing is, they want to discourage that. Now, imagine the people who live in those countries.
Mm.
Not a single touching of cash.
No.
These are just figures. So you have $10,000 in the bank, but you don't see the money.
Yes.
You don't see even a single, but it just provides you with purchasing power.
Yes.
So you can go and do things within that limit, just using your credit card or your debit card.
Yes.
Now, so those are just figures. Now, imagine there is a cyber attack.
Mm-mm.
And those figures are wiped away. And then you go to the bank and you say, I have some $10,000 here. And they say, we don't know.
Yes.
Because everything has been wiped out.
Yes.
Now, what that does is it creates a worldwide, almost socialist system where they say everybody has to be given money to survive.
Exactly.
The same. Now, but then, if you're also in debt, it also wipes away your debt. Because there is no record of you having taken credit. And now they are talking about it so much, I wouldn't be shocked if it happens this year.
Mm. You spoke about simulation, that they do simulation. Do you know that in 2021, they did a simulation where this guy... Klaus Schwab, he came to that, and actually they practicalized how that could be the response of the workers, because he did it in a company.
Yes.
Yes. So they
and they wiped out everybody's account.
And they wanted to see the response of workers.
Mm.
And that's, you know, when they want to do something, they do
a project, like a mini project.
Yes.
Yeah.
So a pilot study, something like that,
yes,
and they did it in that place, in that organization, and workers were responding to it. And now, from that point, they know how the whole world will respond to this.
Mm.
And one of the things also, which I think it's so connected to why they want to do it this year, is that election in U.S.
Yes,
because when they do it, for instance, let me say around spring.
Mm.
And people start to get to, you know, their system is so much digital. And people have been so much used to now voting even on
voting
computers.
Machines and all that.
So when people are now told to go back to the line, it will be something so hard, and that would demoralize people also from voting.
Yeah, but then also on the other hand, actually, it's Republicans who usually want to go and vote in person.
Mm.
It's Democrats who prefer to vote by mail and so on.
Yes.
And that is subject to a lot of theft.
Yes.
Because what happened in 2020 is that people were getting ballots and going in neighborhoods and telling people, for a small fee, for some pocket money, vote here for Biden and vote for Democratic, and what they call ballot harvesting, where somebody is not interested in voting, he was not going to vote, but you go and get a vote and basically give it to him and tell him vote like this. But then also, there were so many others which were, and now this has been brought out even in court, of people who were born in 1850 who were voting. That means if they were actually alive, they would be 200 and something years. So it was all cheap. Like, nobody deceived you that Americans voted for Biden.
Yes.
They did not. They did not. That was that election, even Museveni could learn a few things about cheating from those people.
Yes.
It was clearly cheated.
Yes.
But of course, because they own the media, then they try to, then they are charging Trump for trying to subvert the election. Yet actually, he was trying to fight for his victory. Anyhow.
Yes.
That said, now you may not believe me, but I know what I'm talking about. Now, the cyber attack, that might not favor them so much.
Yes.
I think it's mostly targeting money.
Yes.
And it's mostly targeting coming up with the cryptocurrencies, central bank digital currencies.
Yes.
So now they say this one is subject to, you know, all sorts of things.
And
now,
secure.
And secure. Yes. So now, please, all of you transfer to central bank digital currency.
Yes.
But something tells me it's not going to happen. Because some of these things, they are trying to force the time of the Antichrist before the time of the Antichrist.
Yes.
So God will not let it happen. Mm. But we're just telling you what they would want to happen.
Actually, that would actually take us to, I think, what we can talk about, which is still on this Economist magazine. There is one side which talks about currencies. and how currencies are going to go down.
Yes, and it's here clearly.
Yes, and it's actually showing how now, when you look at it, there are two, there are four currencies. There is the dollar, there is the pound, then there is the yen. There are four major ones.
The euro, this other one is euro.
Euro. All of them, the graph shows that they are going down.
All of them are going down.
Of course, like you said, they might plan it, yes. Like last year, they wanted a recession in America. They wanted it, and that's why they were hiking interest rates. Their economy, they wanted it to really go down. But of course, by the hand of God, I know it, because it didn't work out. And what they wanted for America last year, it was, so the recession comes, it destroys their economic system, and that is reflected to all of the
world, yes, because as the economy has been, when America coughs, the rest of the world catches the sneeze. But you have to understand, because for some people it might seem like you people are talking things which are, why would America want to destroy America?
Yes.
No, what you have to understand is that the global system which they are trying to push does not want a powerful America.
No.
Because as long as there is a powerful America, the global system cannot work.
Yes.
So now they want to create where there is no superpower, everybody is equal. Now that is the communist way of thinking. So now, for their new world order to work, America has to be brought down. And by the way, these are things which have been said by people like Henry Kissinger. I have quotes from Henry Kissinger that said we have to bring down the dollar. He said that in 2012.
Yes.
We have to bring down the dollar, we have to crush America if we are going to have our global system. That is Henry Kissinger, who was once the Secretary of State for America. So this is, and you just have to listen to them properly, and you know what they have in mind. So for some people, it might seem, well, why would they want to do this? But we've studied their ways of doing things, and now we know. So now, if they have done a simulation of a cyber attack, be very careful. Yeah, you might wind up the next day when you have no money whatsoever, because you are trusting in their systems. So just know that you've been warned. And if they want to crush the currencies, the yen, I see here, the pound, the euro, the dollar, and the yen. Going down. And like going down sharply. Now that is scary. That is scary because so many people are keeping their money in those currencies. But that doesn't mean it's going to happen. This is just what they want to happen.
Actually, in the middle of them, there is a question. So that
question
means
mark.
It can happen or not.
No, even if there was no question mark, they don't have the final say. God has
God
the final
has
say.
The final
so we are just telling you what they are planning for you so that you know. Because if we had known, for instance, during COVID. Because I knew for 10 years before COVID that there was going to be a world depopulation agenda. I knew it. I had them talking about it. It was all over. I remember some time ago, about maybe 2015, 16, I even preached about it at the Watchman, and I got quotes of all prominent people saying we have to reduce the population of the world to 1 billion people. And I showed it there and said I don't know how they plan to do it. I knew, of course, it was going to have something to do with the vaccines. And then they put it out there. And people, because of course they didn't know, I tried to warn those who could be warned. The rest went, but that's okay. But now they've come up with something. Now in Uganda. Now the malaria vaccine, against which I warned you strictly, do not give it to your children. The move is to put it among the vaccines given to children immediately they are born. Zero. Along with all the other ones, polio and so on. So now they want to fix in the malaria vaccine to take away the will of people. So your child is born in hospital,
then
and then the doctor, without your consent, goes and gives them a malaria vaccine. Remember, top researchers in Europe have said it has a 24% death rate. That means one in every four children who gets it is going to die. So now fight, make sure, I'm telling you here, make sure that they do not give that vaccine to your children. We're also going to cancel it in prayer, but you also have to be vigilant and make sure that that rollout, it's supposed to start in February or March. In March. So children who are born without any consent necessary, without anything, are vaccinated against malaria. I'm not telling you to against the other vaccines which we knew before, but they are vaccinated against malaria. And that is very, very dangerous. I want to tell you that I am 51. I will soon be 52. I have had more than 100 bouts of malaria in all my life, but I am very strong and very healthy because I was dealing with cure. Now, the vaccine is going to be very deadly. You might not have the chance. What I'm trying to say is malaria happens and people die of malaria. But all of us have lived through malaria,
yes,
and we've become mature people.
Yes.
In spite of, you know,
yeah,
of all the bouts of malaria we've had. And even when I tell you those 100, the last one I had was in 1995. But because I had them so frequently before,
yes,
there are so many. But here I am.
Yes.
So be careful. Okay. Use mosquito nets and so on. The other ways of preventing malaria. Forget about that thing. Then, so I was telling you, these agendas, we've been studying them through and through. So now we know. Now I know when they say, and they start, once they start simulating, use, as you've said, using a company, wiping out or what, they are planning it. And remember, they're almost in control of all banks.
Yes.
So take note of that.
I think we should talk about the side of the AI, which is still connected to that digital system, which they want to actually bring. Now here, there's a sign where they show brains connected to an AI.
Yes, to a machine.
To a machine, which is AI. So this is actually a real sign that they are going to so much
push to give a connection,
yes,
what they call some sort of transhumanism, but they call it connecting man to machine.
Yes, man to machine.
And this is what they are trying to do. And they are showing lines, you know, red, blue, and what, coming from people's brains into an artificial intelligence machine.
Yes.
So that means the artificial intelligence machine enhances people's brains, but then also tells people how to think.
Yes.
Now that is real, real mark of the beast stuff. Yes. And they are really trying to promote it. Of course, this is not the mark of the beast.
Yes.
Not. But this is a first projection towards the mark of the beast.
Yes.
Where now artificial intelligence
is
decides
taking
everything,
control,
including that ChatGPT and so on, which starts as just something where you can get information, type, write an essay about this, and it sounds very good. But which is connecting personally to you, understanding your likes, your dislikes, what you like watching, and you know, somehow it has also a connection of your words and so on. So now they kind of create a mini you based on your behaviors over a period of time. And now eventually they want that mini you to be connected to this, and then to you yourself.
Yes.
And then they remove your humanity.
Yes.
And this is the plan.
Yes.
But of course it will happen at some stage. But it's not going to happen in 2024.
Yes.
Because
they want to.
They want to happen, but it's not going to happen in 2024 because it's not yet God's time.
Yes.
Now it's God's time for the church to reign.
Yes.
Now these people are going to be pushed back.
Very well.
Very fast. They won't even believe it. They think they have power. Now God is going to demonstrate to them that power belongs to the church.
Yes.
And to him. To him and his people on earth.
Yes.
Now, these things which they are pushing so fast, I've seen it this year. At the beginning of the year, I was saying, you know, I'm hoping to see. But now in the course of the year, I've actually seen them being pushed back so fast and all their plans falling apart, small by small. And the first thing they can no longer do now is to deceive.
Yes.
I want you to know the most important weapon of the devil is deception. Because he has no power. He has no future. He has nothing. But the one thing he has is deception. And everything he has done through deception.
Yes.
Right from the Garden of Eden. Okay? From the Garden of Eden, where God says, let us make man in my likeness.
Yes.
And then the devil tells Eve that if you eat this, you'll become like God.
Like
she already had. He was promising her something she already had.
Which
God had already given her.
Yes.
But the devil comes and says, no, I can't give it to you. Now that's actually the deception. And then, just for you to understand this whole deception thing, if you realize that all the servants of the devil, the one tool they use is deception.
Yes.
Just like their master.
Yes.
They present an illusion. They present something that is not real, and they project it to you like real. For instance, COVID, when they were, apparently there were millions dropping dead of COVID, and it was all a lie. It was all on TV. All the death, like 99 point something of the deaths were on TV.
Yes.
They were not actual deaths. But you see, they are so powerful at projecting illusions that they make you actually feel you are at risk, you are at danger. There's somebody who might call and they were locked themselves in the house. Man, COVID. And
yes.
I was like, you've believed an illusion. It is not true. Now, that is the same method. If you saw what happened, that is the same methodology. So when something comes and appears to be so big because it's in the media, examine it.
Yes.
Because they use the media to carry on their illusions. Now, illusions and delusions.
Yes.
Now, there was a guy who I was reading, a guy who was saying that he had a book, he wrote a book, How to Kill 6 Million People Without Them Fighting Back. And he gave an example of how Hitler killed the Jews. Now, they would take them from their houses and so on and tell them they're taking them to camps where they would live together and they would be provided for, and so on. If they had told them, we are going to kill you, they would have fought back.
Yes.
And I promise you, they would have killed so many Germans.
Yes.
But you have to deceive people so that you take them.
Yes.
And by the time they realize, it's too late. Mm. So they would pick them there, then they would tell them, please keep your valuables. If you have any valuables, keep them. Stay close to your families. Watch out for your children, and so on. And then they put them in trains and gas them to death.
Mm.
But then they wouldn't tell them. Mm. They would deceive them that we are going to some place and you're going to be looked after and so on. Now, those who went there died.
Mm.
And those who didn't die stayed there. So those who were being collected did not know what is there.
Yeah.
They were going to some unknown place.
Yes.
And the unknown place had been defined by their captors, okay, by the Nazis.
Yes.
So they are telling you we are taking you somewhere and you don't know where, but they are telling you how it looks like. No, it's beautiful, it's this, and they are deceiving you. So you go willingly. Now you arrive there, they say, everybody, tell us what your profession is. So those who were good at using metal and so on were kept so that they use them to create guns to go and kill more Jews.
Yeah.
Those who were, you know, I'm a tailor, they would keep some cooks as well and so on. Who are called necessary.
Yes.
And now this is what came here. Essential workers.
Essential.
Now this terminology came from the Nazis. Essential workers. It's a repeat. Don't fool yourself. It's a repeat.
Yes.
There is nothing new under the earth.
Mm.
So now essential workers, what do you do? Me, I'm a history professor. They send you to die. We don't need your history lessons. What do you do? Me, I'm a blacksmith. Okay, you come here. We shall need you to make more guns. And so on and so forth. And bullets and so on. So the essential workers are kept. The others, are, they are told. The essential workers are the ones who know that these ones are going to die. So the others are told, we are taking you for a shower. They take out their valuables and then take them for a shower, which is actually gassing them to death. So my point is that the devil needs deception to take people in a certain direction.
Yes.
He has to deceive you.
Mm.
If the devil actually told you that I am going to make you a slave of me, you are going to be miserable. That's the truth. Anyone. You're going to be miserable. You are never going to enjoy a day of peace. And after that, I'm promising you eternity in hell. There is nobody who would be serving him.
No one.
Because he has
Yes.
He has absolutely nothing good
for you
to offer.
Yes.
Even these people, he first deceives you, I'm going to make you rich. I'm going to give you this. I'm going to, you know, you're going to be rich. But that's a deception. Now, once you come in, then the bondage starts. Now bring your firstborn and sacrifice him. At the beginning, you tell you bring a hen. Then you say, yeah, a hen, I can live with that. Then afterwards, it's your firstborn. Then afterwards, everybody you love. Then afterwards, if you leave, you die. Then afterwards, like you, that's how it works. That's how the kingdom
works. It goes deeper and deeper.
So he has nothing good to offer.
Yes.
If only men knew that, that you're going into a life of bondage.
Yes.
And after that, eternity in hell. How can you choose that?
Yes.
But they don't. They are deceived.
No.
Now, that's the same thing as if Eve had known, she would not have let herself be deceived. So now, this whole deception thing is how the devil does this.
Yes.
Promises, you know now this, what, you're going to, you know, and gives you an illusion. And now, what the people, what the his kingdom has lost across the world, and which is the reason these plans of theirs are not going to come to pass, is they have lost the power to deceive. Now, everybody, after the horror of COVID, and now they saw they wanted people to be locked up and in prison and so on.
Yes.
People are no longer buying their crap.
No.
People are no longer buying their crap. Previously, people were happy, believing the government wants the best for us.
Yes.
You know, every vaccine is good. We have to just go and get vaccinated.
Yes.
What? Now, people don't want to believe their crap because they have seen the worst of them.
Yes.
Now, when you don't have the power of deception, you don't have any power if you're serving the devil.
Yes.
So now they come up with these things. And people are resisting. So now they have to use force. But there is a limit to how much force you can use. So you have to know that all servants of the devil use deception.
Yes.
Now that they have lost the power of deception,
yes,
and the population is against everything they are doing,
their
powers are going to be curtailed.
Yes.
And that's why some of the plans that they have here cannot come to pass.
No.
Because we have seen the worst of them. And he says, so that's what you wanted for us all along. So we believed you wished us well, yet you actually were here to destroy us, to kill us and reduce the population from 7.8 billion to 1 billion. So you mean all along you wanted to kill 6.8 billion people? You mean all along? Now these are things people are waking up to and coming to a realization of.
Yeah.
And now they are not going to be deceived.
No.
They can be forced, they can be shot, they can be what, but they cannot be deceived any longer.
So I think being that you've spoken about deception, there's There is one thing which we left up here, which is it's behind Putin and also behind Zelensky, which is talking about space exploration.
Space exploration.
Now, and you know, we know that that's exactly one thing which the enemy wants to use to deceive,
yes,
like the whole world towards believing in a world which is not here. And they speak about discoveries of
of things which are fake.
Yes, which are really fake. And that's, they say, I'm seeing it here on the two sides, and they really wanted to make it go viral.
Thing.
Yes, a major thing in this very year.
Then also, it shows a fight between America, because it shows a picture of Biden and a picture of Xi Jinping, the president of China.
Yes.
And there's going to be a fight between America and China over South America.
Yes.
And it is clearly projected here.
Yes.
Over South America.
South America.
Between them, in between those two pictures,
yes,
in South America.
There's South America, then there is also Taiwan.
Taiwan. Now, by projection,
yes,
not by prophecy,
yes,
I am almost sure that China is going to attack Taiwan
very well
this year. But then there is an election in Taiwan.
Yes.
And there is a party which is pro-China.
Pro-China, yes.
Now, if the pro-China party goes through, then they might avoid the war.
Yes.
They might just go and basically
surrender
to China.
Or submit.
And maybe they will give them some, you know, assurances,
yes,
of being autonomy and,
yes,
self-governance and so on.
Mm.
However, if the one which is so anti-China wins, then there we might have a bit of a problem, because there might be a war. But either way, China has set it out that this year they are going to take over Taiwan.
Yes.
They call it reunite with Taiwan.
Yes.
But they want to take over Taiwan.
Mm.
And Xi Jinping already went to San Francisco recently and spoke to Biden and also other people there, and telling them that America can no longer stand in its way of taking over Taiwan.
Yes.
The thing, though, is that if Trump won the presidency without China already taking over Taiwan, they might not be able to.
Yeah.
Because there are so many cards he can pull on China, which he already showed he can pull.
Yeah.
And for him, he might not even use military.
No.
He might actually just go for the economy, because they get a lot of money from America.
Mm.
So he can weaken them using economy.
Mm.
And that would be his preferred method.
Actually, when you spoke about economy of America, fighting with the economy of China, there are these minerals which they have put down here. And these are actually nickel, cobalt, and lithium, which are actually what the minerals they use for batteries, for production of electronics, and all that. And this is what they are saying, that this year is going to be between America and China. And that will actually determine a lot of things which would go on. When you see also down here, you'll see China moving towards electric cars.
Yeah, they have now overtaken America.
Yes.
As the number one manufacturer of electric cars.
Yes. And when you look at the side of America, you'll see that they are going towards clean energy.
Windmills
and
stuff
all that.
Like that,
yeah. Yes, so that's what they are trying to show us that it's going to happen.
Yeah, but you have to know that behind all of this,
yes,
as long as there is one of their people in the White House, and by one of their people, I don't mean Democrat or Republican, I mean one of their people, because they have people in both parties,
yes,
China and America, are actually working together towards the same end.
Yes.
As long as they have their people there, because
previously,
remember, they floated all manufacturing jobs to China,
yes,
and basically they have been bolstering up China. Until Trump came in and said, why are we giving $800 billion
to China?
And he started cutting it down. By the time he left the presidency, it was $300 billion in you know, advantages they had in trade and so on. It was only him who actually created a divide between America and China. The rest of the people, they appear to be against each other, but they're actually not.
Yes.
But now I think the real enemy for them is Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Russia is the real enemy. Russia is the country that can easily topple their new world order.
Very well.
Very easy to topple it. That's why they wanted to get Russia. The plan, according to Hillary Clinton, was to bleed Russia dry through the war because they know Russia did not have the resources to sustain a full year war.
Yes.
But incredibly, actually Russia became richer during the war as Europe and America became poorer.
Yes.
Because the price of oil went up, Russia was able to sell a lot of their oil and all the other things, as well as grain and all that, which went up. And so Russia actually became richer during the war rather than being bled dry. So now this is like a bit of a synopsis of what these people are planning. But now we know that the plan of God is to get the church and put them on top. You know, the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 2, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be exalted above every other mountain. Okay, and the whole world would flock to them asking for solutions, saying, how do you do it? Show us the ways of your God. Now, this is that time. Now, I want everybody in the church to prepare to be on top. There's not going to be an end of the world or a rapture until the church is on top in every endeavor of life. That has to happen before there is an end, that before there is a rapture. So now, when you're concentrating on everything, know the plan of God is to get you and put you on top of every endeavor. And then when you're on top and comfortable on top, then shall the rapture happen. Okay? And so just know that. So now, when you're working, in all your workings, make sure that you're working to be on top in every endeavor that you get into. Do not work to be at the middle or at the bottom, definitely. Work to be at the top. I mean, because it's supposed to be the head, not the tail. All these things have got to happen before the end. Now, there is not a single one of them that is not going to happen. So now the time for the church being on top is now. Now. And when you understand that and start working towards being on top, then you're actually hastening the return
the
of the
of
Lord.
Now, there's I've been seeing and studying the signs of the end time, and I've seen that in the book of Matthew 24, it speaks about all this happening, like all this turmoil happening, like earthquakes, nations coming against nations, famine, pestilences. But all of them, when you see that they have happened, then lastly, it says that, and then the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached. So when you speak about that now is the time for the church to be on top, it's actually that time. Because when all this happens, like all these shakings happen and we see them in the world, it is the hand of God is actually upon it. And God allows that to happen because he wants to take off children of darkness from where they are so that we, the children of God, should be in the right positions of dominion where he wants us to be.
Now what I've seen in most of the churches across the country is that they listen to a gospel like this and they sit and hope. And like, there is no faith without action. You have to actually take a step towards being on top. Now, just because the Lord said it doesn't mean it's necessarily going to happen in your life if you decide to sit and just wait. You know? No. It would happen because God said it. But he might use somebody else to bring it to pass. If he selected you as the person who is supposed to bring it to pass, and you decided that you're just going to sit back and enjoy, or sit back and wait, and start pitying yourself, how come this is not working? How come I'm not having this? How come? And the other thing which the Lord has shown us clearly, the wealth transfer that we've been talking about is beginning this year. And we've spoken about it. And we've spoken about it. Now it's beginning this year. Now you just have to position yourself if you're a child of God. Position yourself as somebody who is going to, who has an agenda given to you by God and who is ready to run. And then you will see the avalanche of resources that the Lord is going to pour in your direction. Just because you want to run and do his bidding. Now you just have to believe that it has to involve your input. Now, the kind of religious Christianity where no input of yours, it doesn't involve any input of yours. You just sit back and say, God said it, you will make it come to pass. God does not have any arms of flesh. He has to use somebody to do it, make it come to pass. And if he has chosen you and you decide that you don't want to believe him, whereby believe means acting, because faith without actions is dead. then there will be somebody else. Mm. And he does not want there to be somebody else. Mm. So now there are people out there who have had big dreams before and they know what God, they have even dreamt about things, they have seen things, they have, you know, felt an action towards some things and so on. And the time is now.
Mm.
If they stand up, they would be shocked
yes.
at how easy it will be.
Yes.
There is nothing as easy
yes.
as doing something in its time.
Mm.
Okay?
Yes.
The right person doing the right thing at the right time.
Mm.
And it's like just sailing down a river.
Yes.
Of course, there is a lot of input you have yes. to put by yourself, you know, something. But where you've been swimming against the tide, as it has been before,
yes.
it's probably because you are not the right person.
Yes, or at the wrong time.
Or you're doing it at the wrong time.
Yes.
Or doing the wrong thing.
Yes.
But if you're doing right yes. person, right time, right calling,
yes.
right purpose,
yes.
you'll be sailing down a river, and it is all going to be good.
Yes, I want to read a scripture in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, which says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon us, the Gentiles.
Okay.
So it is a might.
Mm.
So that means there is an input
yes.
which we have to work towards it, which we have to, there is something, because you say that when people hear that there is going to be a lot of turmoil in the world and all that, they just sit and hope that God would
do something about it.
Mm. And yet, actually, the blessing might come upon you.
You have to believe.
You have to believe it.
You have to do something.
Yes.
Anyhow,
yes.
thank you very much. That's a powerful scripture.
Mm.
So, but there are some things we saw in Uganda. I'll tell you some good ones. Discovery of new minerals.
Yes.
New minerals and very powerful.
Yes.
Most of them are going to be in northern Uganda.
Yes.
Actually, these specific ones, some of them are going to be in Lamo.
Yes.
Lamo district, which is at the very top of Acholi,
yes.
bordering with South Sudan.
Mm.
This one is not so good, and we'll still pray about it. Flooding, abnormal flooding in the country because of a lot of rain, rain which was unexpected. Then there is controversy over Karuma Dam.
Yes.
Something comes out which is very controversial, and knowledge which comes out which is very controversial.
Mm.
Now the rest now are not things which we don't want to spoil the day, but we are going to pray about them because we are watchmen.
Yes, we are watchmen.
So we are supposed to make sure that we watch over the country.
Yes.
So everything that is negative, we are going to cancel. But there is this which I saw, like where the people were, manufactured insecurity.
Yes.
Manufactured insecurity by people in power because they want to create some sort of state of emergency, maybe to stop something. That one, I'm also going to stop it.
Yes.
Yeah?
Mm.
And it is not going to happen.
Mm.
Okay, those are the ones I just wanted to tell you.
Yes. Mm.
And but just know we are here standing as watchmen, standing on a tower, watching over the country to make sure that the will of God happens in this country.
Yes.
Give us our final word before we go.
This is a lovely year. Just prepare yourself. Get ready for dominion. When we talk about dominion, true dominion, and rise up towards it, work toward it, and see yourself according as God has called you for. This is the time of your purpose. This is the time of your shining. Yes, it's the time of your unveiling, and get ready for it, and God bless you.
God bless you so much. Have yourselves a wonderful evening.
Amen.
That was The Watchman. Tune in next week to connect to the anointing upon The Watchman. You can give through the ministry mobile money line, that is +256 780 292 555, or +256 755 292 555. Follow us on our Facebook page, The Watchman, on Twitter at UG Watchman, Instagram at @_UG Watchman, on TikTok at The Watchman Ministries, and on YouTube, Ugandan Watchman, or send us an email using info@ugwatchman.com. For more information on previous messages, how to give, The Watchman Magazine, books by The Watchman and more, visit our website at ugwatchman.com. The Watchman, the King is coming.